We are on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. Let us just quickly skim over the Gemara, which we haven't as yet learned to face. We hear a machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak really holds that one is not permitted to write a get on Alechayim in Eichlet. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yitzchak really was Hanya, Sefer, Engri, Allah, Sefer. Sefer means cloth. Minayim l'rabbe is kol dovo, tamalim l'bekosav lo mikol mokim. The bekosav is remarbe, a fellow who writes on anything, even though it's not a sefer. And it came out tamalim a sefer. A sefer, dovo, she'ein behu achayim, v'ine eichel, kol dovo, she'ein behu achayim, v'ine eichel. What does he taste with? Talmud because of law we call mocking. So it's a ribuy, it's marbe, because of the kvar in anything. In Taimo, so Taisus asks, so fine, the aim of the cause of cloud, cause of is a cloud, safe a cloud, in a cloud and a prat, the aim of cloud, a lamash of a prat, so it's only a safe, with a cloud and a prat, so the prat is coming to tell us that you, that ain't the chlal elamash of the klat. The klasab is only in a safe and not in anything else. Yeshleima v'nosan chazal v'kola. Another klal. It's a klal, not the klal. Fa'apagab v'maisi ala klal v'kamet. So why didn't the Gemara mention this? So the whole that Yoisi is working with a klal, not the klal. And the Gemara does not bother to bring the second klal. So Taisus says, Ochinami Ashkambe Kambe the Kedushin. The Gemara says, Marteya. Ainli Ella Marteya. So when he makes a Nekev, Ba'ezen, Erev Hanirza, he makes it with a Marteya. Ain Minayim L'Rabi Sasu, other tools, which also can be used, Tamalem V'Lakachta, Kodavani Kechbiyah. Like, no, so we have a klal and a prat, le maisi bebrais, a klal and a basra. There's another klal, the brais doesn't bring it, the besugidosa, mukhar, the klal or prat, the klal kadorish, the nasata basma, it also the kolos. So we see, sometimes even though the whole mechanics of the drosha works with a klal prat, the klal, the gemara is not mafaret, the klal basra. Ma seifa dovo shein beiruachai. So Rabbi Yosi agreed. He said a seifa doesn't have ruachai. The boy lemeima ma seifa dovo habo mi balechai. Right. Let us say you need something positive. You need something habo mi balechai. I mean, that's right. You don't write a sefer on Balei Chaim. Balei Chaim are not used to record inyonim on them. They used to work with. Oichlam I used to eat. That's right. So you memayit Balei Chaim. But maybe we need something positive. We need that the sefer should be derived from a Balei Chaim. Sefer means a cloud. So maybe you need such a sefer that is created from a Baal Chai. You take the skin and you make it. Lafuki, you're not allowed to write on a wooden tablet. It doesn't come from a Baal Chai. Leboi lameima ma sefer dova habo mi Baal Chai. Lafuki olo ali v'tavlo or pinkes, which are things one writes on, but it doesn't come from a Baal Chai. So maybe if you need Dumya the Sefer, maybe you need this Maile that a Sefer, that a Klav possesses. And there is a Maile of a Baal Chai. Afal Gav the Bekam of the Kedushin Gabi Anokim Rinen, because of Tzoyin, Avamina Davke Baal Chayin Ein Avul Gedule Kal Keloi. So you see that there's a Maile of Baal Chayim over Gedule Kal Keloi. So maybe we learn out from Sefer that this is a writing material that comes from a Baal Chai, but a material that comes from Gedulei Karka, wood, paper, could be, you cannot write again on them.
פפטייס וסקאשה. שם אולי חושב כל כך צד חושב דובר הבא מבעלי חיים כמי צד של בעלי חיים עצמו. So Toysman says that here you have to say that there's a maile, something that originated from a baal chai. That means now it's a clock. Now it's material one right one. So the Chazal held there's no cheshivas that this material was once a baal chai. Yes, a yichas was once a baal chai. If paper is also good to write on, if a wooden tablet is also good to write on, so Mimela Chazal held that should not be a factor in Kashrus HaGet, because the ones originated from a Baal Chai. So what did I do? I brought a raya from a Gemara, that the Gemara says, by Hanoke, I would think Davke Baalei Chayim and Davke Dulei Kaka. Fine. They were talking about the matonis that one gives to another. So I think, maybe, Baalei Chayim HaMochoshev, and then you do Lekarka. They were talking about Baalei Chayim and not to do Lekarka. But here we're speaking about, you write again on something that is not a Baal Chai side to side. No, it originated from a Baal Chai. Chazal held that is not a factor in Kashrus. So Mimela, we don't build the cloud, prat the cloud around this fact because it's not important, it's not a cheshivas. Then Taisha says, all these inyonim that when Chazal made a cloud prat the cloud, and they said, do me the prat, the similarity to the prat, Jesus is going to say in 1 minute, could have the same prat. We're talking about different halachas, and by one halacha we'll say, oh, the prat has this mile. By another halacha we'll say, the prat has this mile. So let's be consistent. They have a klal, prat, a klal. You do me the prat. So why over here do you look at this factor? Why over here do you look at this factor? So Jesus says, Chazal understood the klal, the drosh of a klal, prat, a klal, was given to Chazal the way they understand what an important factor is. So you can have the same prat in two different places, and in these two different places, Chazal will see different milas in the prat. In this halacha, we need this mila, and that halacha, we need a different mila. That means it was nimsa l'Chazal, the way they understand what is an important factor in this halacha. So this brings a raya. The Beit Bakel Ma'alvim, we were talking about, you buy the kesef of my Shoshani, pri mi pri v'gedule kak. It says in the book of the Tzayin, the end of the Sheikhel, pri mi pri. It's something that, it's Peres, gives out Peres. Ma chagige, in the Sukkah ma chagige dovo, she'enei mekabel tumet. Chagige, chag ha-sukah is tassel l'cho, so the sukah should be made of dumye that kol m'chagige. So what's the mile of a kol m'chagige? Lo v'sheinim mekabel tumah, b'chai is not mekabel tumah. Here, by kesef ma'isha sheini, we don't think of this factor. So it seems Chazal knew what, whenever there's a klal, prat a klal, which nekuda in the prat is necessary for this halacha to that it has to be similar to that nekuda. Let us go on the Gemara a little further. So the Gemara asks, so Veinoich, I've called over Shem Bechai Veinoich. That is Rabbi Yosef Lui, the Rabbona. Rabbona said, Iksiv Ba Seifa. It would say the Kosav Lo ba sefer, to the Kaamra, then you're 100% right. Then a sefer means cloth, and then we'd be dumya the cloth, and balachayim would be nismay. Hash the chsiv sefer lispivas devorim hu da'osa. That it means that the cause of lo sefer crisis, he's relating in yomi crisis, but the sefer b'chlal does not mean on what the get is written on. Rakel Sefer means the words which are written in the get. So Mamela, so, but the Torah Bechlau never specified what, the Torah never specified and what it should be written. The Gemara, the Rabbanon, I the Kosamai of the Lakes, what did they do with the Kosa? They don't need a cloud, not a cloud then. So why, because everything is good. So what is the Kosa? The boy like Bixiri Miskarash is very Miskarash is Bekasa. The Kosa is coming to make a meal. The Kosa of Bafke Bixiri, she becomes Miskarash, but she will not become Miskarash with Kasa. Salkadaita Hamina Akish Yitzil Avaya, where Makish Gayrishin to Kedushi. Ma Havaya Bekasa of Yitzil Ami Bekasa, Kamash Malo. The Idoch, how does Rabbi Yose Glili know that a Isha is not Mizgarish Bekeset? It's a different me Sefer Krisus, Sefer Kursor, Vendova Achel Kursor. Let us see Taisus. Bitsiva Mizgarishes. So Taisus explains all the problems that the Gemara has, what you do, the Kursor. I mean, you need the cause of laws. You go to Shmoa. I mean, what's the problem with the cause of the dinim that we derive from the Vekosa? So Taisha says, Rei Vekosa of Loksi. This says twice the cause of law. The Pasuk speaks about two marriages. First husband gave her a gift. Then she got married to someone else. So Sneya Isha Achain, then he gives her a gift. So this, and by both gift, it says Vekosa of law. So the first, so Talisa says as follows. The cause of Luxi. And the first one we dash in the cause of all the Shmo. The Dinim, the Tixivis of the Shmo. The cause of Achine, the Tixivim as Kereshes. The name is Kereshes Bekesef. Umi Lo. Why does it say two times Lo? Why does it say second time Lo? Umi Lo. That means you cannot write a double get in one Sefer Krisus. That means each wife needs a separate Sefer Krisus. The Eina Miskareshes Bekeset. So, the Gemara says, the common darshan from this Vekosa, Beksuda Miskareshes, Miskareshes Bekeset, and Rabbi Yisrael Barshan's Sefer Kelso, Ein Dovaracha Kelso. So Tosfos says, you see, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that speaks about these in Yonim. How do we know that a Isha is not Miskavish Bekeset? So there is a Machlokes Habayi V'Rove. Rove says this Troshe. Half Troshe L'Rove. This Troshe Rove says, Miyot, Ksiva Miskereshes, Vein Miskereshes Bekeset, or Sefer Kerso. Avol Labaye, Navkelei, Veinem Miskereshes Bekeset Misforet. Yoimru, Kesef, Machnis, Kesef, Moitzi, Ein Saneger, Nase Kateger. That means, Abaye, Tainez and Mesechtus Kedushin, you don't need a miut to be Mamayit Kesef. That means the same Maisa Kinyan cannot accomplish Knisa and Yetziya. To accomplish opposite results, you can't have them the same Maisa Kinyan. How can one Kinyan fluctuate? It can make Knisa and it can make Yetziya. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara over there just understand the bias. The Gemara asks over there, how does Shtar give a Shtar, a Sefer Krisus and a Sefer Kedushin? So it says different words there. It's like one paper, but it says, it's a different word. So whatever it says there is here I'm making Chaleis Gerishin, I'm making a Chaleis Kedushin. But Kesef, Tiba Minachadu, it's one coin, and this coin should make opposite Chaleis. That doesn't make sense. So according to Abaye, Misvore, I know that any Isha Miskareshes because. So according to Abaye, now we're stuck. So what did the Chachamim do with the Vekosa? Mikoma Kemitzach Lidei Nami Vekosa Lemu Ute Chalitze. A different Yitzir. מקציבה מסקרשס ואין מסקרשס בחליצה. והוס פעם דגמור קדושים ממהית חליצה מספר קרס, אין הדרושה ברב יויסי. הגלילי, נוק לאופי שפשוט כבחן רגע בתמדופתי, דמין זה same way וממהית נגמור את כסף, according to the Chumukum Vekosa, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili from Sefer, so the same way with Mayat Chalitza, according to the Chumukum from Vekosa, and according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili from the Sefer. Now, let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Be'idoch. Now, what do the Chachamim do with the Gemara just said, that Rabbi Yaisi Aglili knows that a Yish is not misgarish with Kesef, he has a mere Sefer Kersa, and the Baracha Kersa. So we have now a new drosha of Sefer Krisus. So what did the Chachamim do with the Sefer Krisus? V'idach, what did they do with the Sefer Krisus? So the Gemara says, they learned out something else. After the Gerishin, they have to be cut apart, severed one from the other. There should not be any connection after the Gerishin between one another. There should not be any attachment between one another. He gave her a get, but the get will only be chal if you'll never drink wine. Hamanash loytel chilabes ovich, you'll never visit your father. So the vision is like this. If he said, lo ilom, never, that means, if you'll ever drink wine, so to get this bottle, aims at Jesus. So when it comes out, she's ogut gabei, that means she never got completely cut off from him. She's like walking on a tightrope. If she'll drink once wine, finish. So they're married again. So it's not, so this get did not accomplish that she should be cut off from him. But if he said that the tnai was for 30 days, she can't drink wine, so then, that's krisus. That is krisus. So it comes out the get is creating a krisus. Not right away, but it's a sefer that is creating a krisus. The time will come that she's completely cut off from him. Now, how does Rabbi Yaisi Haglili know this? He uses sefer kursa for him in the So we learn out two drushes from this. Sefer Kersa, and it should be Tava HaKeres Bein Eile Bonda. V'idach, so what do the Chachamim do with this Kores Krisus? V'idach Kores Krisus, Loi Dorshu. Let us see Rashi. We say for Krisus, we the Samach Krisus le Sefer. So it seems it's coming with Rosh. Dabar Teirish leye boitnai hamekashchem yachad. There should not be a condition that brings both of them together. That means their Gerishin is not. It's not borrow. They're still makusha one to the other. The minute she drinks wine, so the get is bottle. Elatnai hakeres umavgo beneim. Leila means a krisus. He said shlekishti yai loilum. Should I call your milk shura boy? She's kosher boy. That she can't drink wine, and if she'll drink wine, she's still married to him. Chorus Krisus, the Matzmith of Sefer Chorus. Let us see Taisvis. Shleiteu Kri Lebeis Ovech Lo'ilam Einzeh Krisus. Because she's Mekusha. Taisvis Taina Ha'imei Soviet. Abdullah, he said that she can visit base of Bia forever, but this also is not a dover that is Mekasha them forever, because what will be if her father died? So then there's no base of Bia anymore. Tema, or he may Sabia, or he mocha, or what if he sold this house? He said that you cannot go the base of Icha. So if he sells her house, his house, there's no base of Icha anymore. That's my others ask, and if he sells the house, could be there's no base of Icha, but he can purchase it again. So Mimele, so that's not considered that she's not Mekusha to him. The father will buy back the house. That means this is, if he dies, there's nothing what to worry about. The first kasha is a kasha. But the second kasha, that's another Zamoira, she's still Mekusha to him if the father will rebuy it and purchase it. I won't enter your house. What if he died? It's not Beisach anymore. So it's not Beisavi anymore. When the Beisach means your house. I'm talking to a person. So Beisach means, Kozman, it's your house. You die, it belongs to your Yerushim, so it's not your house. But if the Tanai is Beisavicha means the family's house. Even though the father died, to receive Shvi Almona base of it. And Yehuda told Tomo, you should go, Yamona, go to base of it, Gabi Tomo. Father had died already. Tomo's father, Shem, was, died already, and he said, go Beis Ovich. So Beis Ovich means where your family is, where your family is living. Rabbi Yisrael Glili Mekoris Krisos. Rabbi Yisrael Glili dashes these two halachas, because it's a Sefer Koris, it's a Sefer Krisos. Kosher v'Rabbeinu Tam, the Beperek HaMegarish, Toma al Rabbono v'Rabbeleza ben Azariah, the Koris Krisis Loidoshi. The Rabbonon of Rabbi Lozov and Tzai do not doubt Koris Krisis. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili hu bechlal Rabbonon Dosim. And that sugya we have here, Rabbi Yossi Aglili hu schoilek am Rabbi Lozov and Azariah. There the Gemara says that they do not doubt Koris Krisis. And here it says Rabbi Yossi Aglili does doubt. Vishloim with Loidoshi Koris Krisis lahidroshe dahosa. That's what the Gemara means. That drosha they don't darsha. The leboy lament lay darshi klal. That drosha, when the darsha is over there, they don't darsha. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ein kaisven bemechuba lekalka. One is not permitted to write to get that's mechuba lekalka. Kosvay bemechuba. What is, if he wrote it bemechuba? Tolshoy, then he cut it. Vachosmoy. What's going now? Vachosme means he was mashlim the ksive. That's how the Gemara understood now. Teirech suma nitnot. Teirech shleima nitnot. Vachosme means he was goyma the ksive. He started writing it to Mechuba. Then he was toilish it. He was goyma the ksive. Petolish. Venosna lakosh. Abu the praisel. That's a teksi bosse. Vachsi mosse. Petolish. The whole ksiva from beginning to end should be betolish. Abi the mesevay men kaisa loyalang yahamachik play ala diftere min nature yochel is diet. These are materials that if it was erased already, so you erase it a second time, one will not realize this. So you cannot write on a liyor or on a klaf that one can erase it and we will not realize. The Chachamim Machshirim, the Chacham says it doesn't matter. Let us see Rashi. In Kaisvin b'Mechuba, the Chsiv, the Kosav b'Nosam, She'ein Noi Mechusa K'tzitzu. So Rashi is saying that why is Mechuba no good? Rashi is saying because it says the kosa benosana, how could you make a benosana without a ketzitza? And it says that the scene has to be right after the ketzitza. And by a mechuba, you can't make a nesina right after the ksiva without being kaitzit. So therefore, one cannot write on the mechuba because in order to make a nesina on the mechuba, we have to make a ksitzit and it'll be the kosa of the nasa. The Avni Meluyim, Mitzimim Kuflam Adov, Cotton Gimel asks, he had mentioned Rashi Shite in Hazerik Ayin Vovam Adays, that one could be Makne a get with Agav. The Gemara says that the Isha made a Kinyan Chazot in a Cheder, and Agav, Rashi was in Agav, the Cheder was Makne the get. So we see Kinyan Agav is also called Vinosan. So Vinosan does not necessarily mean a physical Nisine. No, Vinosan means a, if it's given to her in Hilchus Mamonis, I'm Maknet to her, it's also Vinosan, I'm giving. Not a physical giving over, but I'm being Maknet to her. A Sefer Krisus. That's why Agav is good. So, Chaktav Nemeluyim, Rashi assumed that it's, you can't have a Venosan by Mechuba. So the only way you can make it is by being conscious. No, there's a Barak at Pash, the Kosa, Venosan, Levi Kosa, the Kotzas Venosan. Chaktav Nemeluyim, why can't you make a Venosan according to Rashi with Akno? You have a tree, and you'll be makna on the tree. Make chazak on the tree. So, Rabbi Miluim says, chazak is the gitach mi agabitak. That's what he's not giving gitach. So what does Rabbi Miluim mean? Rabbi Miluim l'cheira means as follows. That means that over there, agav is a kinyan mitzad the makna. That means, she made a chazak in the karke, and agav, that he's makna her the metal for me. Agav is zichat tol in basa makna. She's kind of what he wants to be makna to her. So memele, so it's a kinyan mitzad the makna. So there, that's called vinosa. That's called that he's giving her, not physically giving, but he's being nosa. He's being makna her. Masha ain't kain if you have a tree. So the only way when she give it to her with chazoke. So she's taking, not he's giving. So fell from Benosa. His Khan Shayla Ben, so let him write a star. I saw in Kedusha Rabruvin, and that I invoked, it seems he asks this kash. I don't think what would he answer. Rachayra Ashtar is a kinyi mitzad the makne. So why can he be makneha? Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention Rashbe. Rashbe also asked this kasha. Rashbe asked this kasha. Let him give her the eights and the kalke. Let him give everything. Why is it called Mechusar? She'll be kind al tchotza, give her the yad to be kind it. What's the problem? So the Rashbe, he doesn't like what Rashi says. Rashi did not, the fact that he gives her the kalke, and with the eights on top of it, she's giving her the yad to be kind of the kalke, the eights. So the Rashbe brings down two tamid. One time the Rashba says, Sefer. It means that Yerushalmi also, Ma Sefer Miyuchet Shu Tolush. Sefer is a Dova Tolush. Frek the Rashba, Va'afel Gav the Mrinin, Sefer L'Sviras Dvorim. I'm making now a new drosha that a Sefer is Tolush, we just have to say Sviras Dvorim. Mikol Mokim, Midaavke Beloshen Sefer, Kamash Malon, Sphere, Betolosh Bina. Since the Torah said a Loshen Sefer, Weistos, you need it to be Tolosh. It's very unclear what the Rashba is saying. That means, when it comes to Klav, it doesn't say Sefer, it says Kosova Sefer. So the Torah is given, in Simin Kuf Chav Dalet, it's called Nvor, it says Pshat and Rashba. Amayu de Kizach, he says as follows. He says, if it would say, the Kosav Ba Sefer, that's what the Chachamim hold. If it would say the Kosav Ba Sefer, then you'd be right, Rabbi Yisiglu. The Ksiva has to be in the Sefer, and it has to be in the Sefer. So therefore, Palechayim won't be good, Oichlam won't be good. No, it doesn't say that. The Kosav La Sefer means, say, by Tzviras Dvor. Need Tzviras Dvor. But the Teres Gittin says, but between you and me, it says a loshin of sefer. I mean, that's it's a sefer. I mean, we can't run away from it. So the sefer I use sefer v'nosa. That means he has to give over a sefer. He has to give over a sefer, and therefore, that means so if he's writing, it doesn't say because of ba sefer. So you can write on the tree gesunta hay. But yes, the kasha. So let him give over the tree. No, he has to give over a sefer. The sefer, the word sefer, is not being megalitos on what the ksiva should be. That's why the chachamim hold. That's why the chachamim hold that you could write on oichlam, you can write on balechayim. Doesn't say vakosa basefer. So the ksiva should be sviraslo. What you write, sviraslo. And not anything. When they write, can write on the tree also, no problem. But then the Rashba is a problem, so you have a problem, so you can write on the tree, so give him the tree already. No, the word Sefer was written there that Ein Mikro Yoytzi Midei Pshuti Sefer V'Nosa. You have to give a Sefer. And this is the Torah's Gittin. The Torah's Gittin Amor Yudikizach. So this psul of Sefer, according to the Rashba, is only a psul in the Nesina. It's not a psul in the Ksiva. It's a psul in the Nesina. And the Teres Gittin brings on Moshe de Keraya. We learned yesterday, we're going to have the Gemara today, Mirz Hashem, that if you write on an Otzitz Noku, according to Abaye, you give her the Otzitz, and Taisa says, and Hashem is saying, you must see the Yenikiv. So she should be kind to the Otzitz. It's not called Mechuzak Tzitzah because it's a Yenikiv. But to say the get was written on a mechubo, where's your sefer? Fact the Torah is getting. According to the Rashba was megala to us, there's a new halacha of sefer, that sefer is a dober hametalto, that's what the Rashba says. Rashba says, ma sefer miyuchat shu tolosh, a sefer is a dober tolosh. So it was because of when you wrote it, it wasn't a dover tolosh. You wrote it on Otzitz Noko. So it says, given, because that's Pshat and Rashba. The Rashba doesn't mean you have to write on a sefer. Okay? The Gemara says, Miksi because of Ba sefer. No, but the Rashba said, but this fault of all sefer, so the sefer is going on the Nosan. You have to give a sefer. You have to give a dover tolosh. So Mishas giving it, the Mapsik, the Yenikas, that's called, it was given a dover tolosh. That's one Mahalach in the Rashba. And another mahalach in the Rashba is the nosan beyodo dovo hanitin miyad liyad in the hainu tolosh. So there's a new halacha that you can't give mechuba. You have to give a dovo hanitin miyad liyad v'hainu tolosh. That mistam is also b'shas nesine, not b'shas ksive. So kaponim we have here, Rashi seems the only chesorin is on mechusak tzitzit, and Rashi somehow holds he can be mekayim v'nosan on mechuber, and that's the Rabbi Luim's kasha, mekayim sukinyim. And the Rashi has two other mahalchim. Kosav ala mechuber, b'gmor ha'porech ha'amret ein koisve. he just said, "Enkoish when Akasa Mokubis Kasha." If it was once erased, you can re-erase it. Ata Edim, you re-erase the whole get to the Edim. Lekaisvoi, and then he'll write it over again. But the Yavir Tnai Shahoyaboy, and all the conditions that were written, he'll erase. Lemukh Chamilse. And we won't be able to realize that it was erased. Because Kosri on Yom Mochek, everything was erased. So when it's erased, you can't recognize if it was once erased, twice erased. It's erased. Behind diftera ain't machak shleinik b'gmor meforish my diftera. Kamim machshir b'gmor meforish lo why the machshir aksav sheyochel is daik. Zok the Gemara kosvay ala mechuba. We hear in the Mishnah in Kaisum Mechuba Lakak. Kasvoy bimechuba, vitoshoy, toshoy bechosmei, venosne lokoshin. So it's kasvoy mechuba. Vamut reisha ain kaisvin. Reisha said ain kaisvin. And now it says that it's kosher. Omar Rav Yehuda mashmu, buhu sheshaya mokim hatayrif. Kasvoy al mechuba means that he wrote the Taithis, and he left over the Mokim HaTayrif, which is Shem HaYish V'Yishav Azman, Toshay V'Chosmai, and then he was Mashlam D'Ksiv, that means then he wrote the Taithis, V'Nosli L'Kosha. And I'm Rabbi Lossam, Avishai V'Shushay Mokim HaTayrif. The Sefer that says Kosvoy, that means he made the whole Taithis, he labels Mashai the Taithis. So that means that that what it says, the cause of law, it has to be written, the ksiv is going on the Torah, I guess. If you come on this Shah the Mishnah, in case when Taifis, you're not allowed to write the Taifis, Shema Yichtev Taifis. Because if he's writing the Taifis for Mechuba, he might come to write the Torah for Mechuba. Kosvei l'tayfis, that's the reish. And kosvei, kosvei l'tayfis, v'tolshoi, and then the mustaylishit, kosvei l'tayref, the nosni lakosh. Now, before we see Rashi, and we have to understand the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara asks a stira, and from the reish and the seif. The seif, it says, kosvei al mechuber, the kai, it says, it's kosher. The Reish it says, "Ein kaisum mechuba lekarke." So, Kan Shoyel Aben, what's the kasha? Ein kaisum means lechatchila. Kosum means b'diavad. What's the problem? Ein kaisum. It says ein kaisum. Ein kaisum means lechatchila. And kosum is b'diavad. So, the Pnei Yeshua, Dachsam, and Aran say one teretz. That in Kaisum and Mechuba, the Gemara knew that the psul of Mechuba is at the Raisa and the Kipsul. So, Mamela, it's at the Raisa and the Kipsul, so then there's no din lechatchila b'diavad. I mean, at Torah, there's no such din. So, in Kaisum and Mechuba, since it's at the Raisa, the Mishnah is telling us it's at the Raisa and the Kipsul of Mechuba, so then you can't say Kosvei Kosher. So the Gemara says, no, we're speaking about two ksivis. There's a ksivis ha-taifis and ksivis ha-taifis. That means even though the Mishnah was very vague and did not differentiate which ksiva we're talking about, and kaismin, kosvoi, but we're talking about there are two ksivis, there's an ikar ksiva and another ikar ksiva. So the Mishnah is telling us, you don't write the tafel the ksiva, you might come to write ikar ksiva. That's a rabbanon. But if he wrote the Tafeldik and he wrote the Ikar Betolosh, so then it's kosher. Zot Rashi, Vusheshaya, Sefer, the Tony Kosher, Vusheshaya, Mokim HaTorah, Vekosvei La'achat Lisha. And he wrote the Torah afterwards Niklash. Torah, Giluyoy Shal Shtar, the Giluy of the Shtar, Mokim HaYish V'Yishav Azman. Abelezi, the boy Ksive Betolosh. Abloza hold the ksiva has to be betolish. The dorish because of the kro. The kosa means aksav haget. The kosa of Lo Sefer Krisus means the ksav which is written in the get. V'loi achsimas eidim. Not on the chsim of the eidim. It's Zablazi, da maksim se get eliminator, eliminate kanoilo. Hilkach, because of the kroak, sava get koi. So, this exhibits a toilet. That is one mahalach, abidom mishmul, ababachanum rabbi yechenim. Rishloki shama chosmai shanim. No, the Mishnah said chosmai. Rameiri, it's going according to Ramei, dam eidachsimikarsi. Vachi koma, in case when Teirev, nelatavaita, Teirev again, which Mikir Adin is permitted to be the Mechubah, because the Kosav of the Posek is going on the Chsimis Eidim. The Eidim, that's the get, they are being made with their Chsimis, what it says in the get. So the Chsimis, we hear from the Eidim what the get is saying. So that's the Kosav, the Chsimis Eidim. Not they're only writing their names. They're writing the Sefer Krisis. That means they are verifying that there was a Sefer Krisis. So that's the custom of Sefer Krisis. Vorikam, ein kais fin teirev, gzere, shem yachtoim. If the teirev is b'mechuba, so the chsim also might be b'mechuba. Kosva ila teirev. What if they wrote a teirev? And tol shechaz b'vinos v'la kosh. Zogt Rashi, Chosmei Shaninu B'Seif D'Masis N'Tohu Shai Chosmei B'Nos N'Lakosh. Af Alpi Shen Nichtav Kule B'Mechuba, Dachsi V'Kosav D'Kho Achsimes Eidim, speaking about Shehi Iker Rameiri. I'd just like to mention a beautiful Ha'ore from the Teferis Yaakov. The Teferis Yaakov says, I mean, we hear in the Mishnah, "V'chosmei b'mechuba toshoi v'chosmei v'nosnei lakosha." So we mentioned what does v'chosmei mean. So the previous Amoraim learned v'chosmei means there were mashlim the ksiva. Taisus Dan Gimel Amud Bei says Teira chasuma nitna. Chasuma means it was nigma, it was nishla. So they learned chosmei means hishlimai. Reish Lakish learned chosmei means chsimas eidim. We have a word chosmei, now we don't know, it seems there are two ways we could translate it. So what is pshat in Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish ama chosmei shaninu. I mean, everyone agrees it says chosmei. We just say what's the type of chosmei. So what chosmei shanim? So the Tzeres Yaakov says a moira dikazaf. He says, well, hey, let's look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say chosmei. It says v'chosmei. And the Reish Lakish said chosmei shanim. No, it's without a vav. He says, you know what pshat is? He says, if it's with a vav, the way it says in the Mishnah, so what is pshat? So pshat is, it's going, it's a vav achibo. Chosmei b'mechuba. He wrote it. Who wrote it? The Sefer wrote it. V'chosmoi, and he was mashlamit. That means first he wrote the taifis, then he was taylishit, v'chosmoi, and then he was mashlamit. So then it passed above achibo. We're going on the sefer. So memele, so it's the one who wrote it was mashlamit. But if you say it's going on the chsime, so there's no above achibo, you have to aid them. It's not kosmoi v'chosmoi. It's Chosmei, he wrote it, and then Chosmei, and then they Chasmei. So Memele, so that's what Reish Lakish says, Chosmei Shanino, not V'Chosmei, Chosmei Shanino. So it's not going on the Sefer, it's going on the Eidim. Sirashi also seems like, I mean, Chosmei Shanino, the Sefer says, Oshe Chosmei V'Nos Nelo. It's very interesting. The Shash wants to make a grave from the Gemara, but the Chosmei, but Tzeres Yaakov says the Gemara the Kibbutz. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kosmei al cheresh al otzitz nokel. If a person wrote a get on a otzitz nokel, he wrote it on a flower pot. Abaya oma kosher. So Abaya says it's kosher. No, kosher, I'm sorry, simple. Kosmei al cheresh al otzitz nokel kosher. The shokelei viavelei nal. He takes it and gives it over to Al olo shalot tznoku, but if he wrote on the leaf of a not tznoku, abaya makosha, b'novam apostle, abaya makosha, shakalei v'yoyvlei nela, he'll go and give over the flower pot with this, the olo to the isha. So there's no problem. Chamam apostle, gzeiro shema yiktaim, he might pluck off the leaf and give her that and keep the flower pot. Let us see Rashi. Chos Moishanino, those are, the shokele lekulei otzitz, will take the whole otzitz, the enka mechusak tzitz. It's not mechusak tzitz, vein lochush, shema yishaber acheres, yidin lo achatiche, rabolei tzitz, he won't do such a thing, because by breaking off the cheres, he'll destroy the otzitz. The shokele lotzitz yoyim nelo, shema yikdem ha'olav ha'bektzitze min ha'machuba. They already mentioned that the Mephoshim asked this Tiran Rashi. The Rashi by cheres seems to say that as a psula mechusak tzitze filo aloy kedol migidumay. The Rashi says that habiktzitza min hamechubah, the only reason it's called mechusak tzitze is because it's mechubah, and the Mephoshim want to say that it's totally in shinei Hashem. It means Rashi learned that you have to give to her on what it was written. It shouldn't be two different things. That's Pshat the Drosh. So if he gives her a piece of a cheres, so he's giving her, that means it was written on a flower, it was written on a flower pot, he's giving a piece of cheres. So he's not giving her what he had written it on. Mashenkin by a leaf. If we'll write it on a leaf of a otzicheni noku, so it's considered whatever he gave her, whatever he wrote it on, he's giving her a leaf of an otzicheni noku. Doesn't have too much of a cheshivis. Above a otzitz noku, it's called, like before was a chai, now it's a mace. There's an amela, then, so he's not giving her the same thing that he had written together. So the Gemara writes, otzitz shel echod, uzroim shel acher. We have here a shutfis. One possesses a flower pot, and one possesses the zroim in the flower pot. Mochal bal otzitz le bal zroim. Now, the owner of the flower pot wants to sell the flower pot to the bal zroim. So what is he selling? He's selling a davar hametaltel. He's selling a flower pot. Is kivin shem moshach kone. So if the bal zroim will be moshach, the flower pot, so it'll be kone. Metaltel manik me de meshiche. Mochar bal zroim le bal otzitz. What if the bal zroim wants to sell his zroim to the bal otzitz? Loikone, at she yachsig bezroim, he has to make a chazok in the zroim. The zroim amachuba bekarke. Karke is nikne bekesev bishtar ubechazoke. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, at she yachsig bezroim, otzitz avitolosh, umikne bemeshiche. And otzitz is tolosh. Zroim have mechuborim, but the zroim have mechubor, v'dinom kekarke, v'niknim bekesef, b'shtar u'bechazoke, kebikain with Mashiach. V'ad sheyachzik, you have to make a chazoke in the zroim, going to nikesh, or yider, some either made soften the earth, or took out some weeds, I think. Have a chazoke, that's called a tikkun in the karke, a tikkun in the zroim. Ubeloi yoiv mois kamairi, the yoiv zuzi mitni bekesef. If he gave money, so then you don't need this chazoke, so karkas nikni bekesef. I had a shtipul haore, from this Rashi, Zaraye, not like Aran, in Arashbe, in Baba Basra, that I involve him with all of it. There's a Gemara there in the Chaim Vav that says, the Gemara says, the Taltlim Bar Shtoreu. So they learn Pshat, that the Gemara is saying, is there a Kinyan Shtar on the Taltlim? So the Raj Ben Ran, there's two Mahalchim, but this is the first Mahalach. So the Raj Ben Ran say, why isn't there a Kinyan Shtar on the Taltlim? So they say something very, very interesting. They said that Kinyan Shtar only applies to something that when you look in the Shtar can describe the Dova Hanimka. It's a Dova Mesuyim. I mean, she's selling a karka, so I can describe where it is. It's north of this landmark, south of that landmark. You can describe what you're selling. If I sell an Eved with a shtar, she's also, each person is different, so you can describe same parts of Fev Shabbos, same day, same Shabbos, so it's also descriptive. So you can write, I'm selling this and this habit. Metaltalim, they say, you can't describe it. You can't describe what is being nimka in the shtar. The shtar, he's selling 20 apples. He's selling 20 behemoths, one behemoth. Mistameh, behemoth is a lava, that's parts of same, parts of fame, shavas mistameh. So you can't describe the Taltalim. So Memela, that's why Kinyan Shtar does not apply to Metaltalim. Azo is it the Rand and Raj Ben Bababasta. So I clear, so Lechayre, according to them, what'll be an Otzitz Nakum? You also get to describe an Otzitz Nakum, but it's a flower pot. So what? So Lechayre, Shtar would not help. And I have a Rashi here, the Rashi says, Tal will help. Otzitz Rashi says, Otzitz Abatol, Shemitna B'Mashich, Zroim Hoi Mechul Borim, V'dinam Kekarke, V'zroim V'niknim B'Kesef, V'shtar U'Bechazoke. So Rashi says, Klar, that the Zroim in an Otzitz are Nikne B'shtar. So Rashi says, Klar, Ashtar will help on the Zroim Sheba Otzitz. Later there, the Rashba says, another time that the whole Pasik of Shtar was only said by Karka. That's another time. About Al-Koponim, but this Mahalach that the Rashba and Ran mentioned, is L'chayra not like our Rashi. It had to be a Merdika Nafkimina, if Zroim Sheba'otzit would be Nikna B'Shtar. Herzik Ba'otzit, V'loi Moshchoi, Liknais, No, that's weiter. Otzitz, let's see the Gemara further. Otzitz uzroim shel echot umochon la'ache. Now, before we're speaking about a case of shutfen, that one possessed the zroim, the other one possessed the otzitz, now one wants to purchase the chelik of the other one, so we hear two hanhogias hastes. The Baal Otzitz has to make a chazok in the zroim, and the Baal Hazroim makes a beshich in the otzitz. What is, if there's no shutfis, I possess zroim and otzitz, and I want to sell whatever I have to someone else. Mochal otzitz uzroim shalechot. Mochal lach, he wants to sell both. Herzig bezroim, so now, the lekeach, if he made a chazak in the zroim, call the otzitz, will be kind of the otzitz without a maisekin. Als agav, zui sheshaninu, Nachosim, Shein Lamachayis, Niknim im Nachosim, Shesh Lamachayis, Bekesu B'Shtar B'Chazok. So you don't have to make a Kinyan in the Otzitz, just make a Kinyan in the Zroim, but Bekain in the Otzitz, Aga, Herzig Ba'Otzitz, what if you made a Chazok in the Otzitz, it was Mesak in the Otzitz? No, you can't make a Chazok in Metaltlum, Metaltlum only, Chazok doesn't help. Av otzitz leikone ad sheyachzik bezroim. Then he won't be kind of the otzitz. Even though he made a chazuk, ad sheyachzik bezroim, and then he'll be kind of the otzitz al tzag. Let us see Rashi. Herzig ba'otzitz, loy moshchay liknais, halosa bay shum malocha bim kaima in the otzitz, he made a tikkun in the otzitz. In avotzitz loy kon, the metalton loy mikne b'chazoke. Let us see Taisus. Otzitz shel echad uzroim shel achad. Hu adin, avimotze lashmina, akil ba'otzitz, Uzraim Shalechot. He could have said the same thing, that the Otzitz Uzraim belong to one person. He wants to sell the Uzraim, to make a Chazoke, want to sell the Otzitz, to make a Meshiche. When he's talking about the one belong to one, he wants to tell us, if you want to buy, but speaking about, you want to buy one. If you want to buy the Otzitz, you make a Mashiach. You want to buy the Zoyim, you make Chazoke. So why do you have to talk about the Psozat Sadreite case, that one owned the Otzitz, one owned the Zoyim, and one wants to sell to the other? You're buying one thing. Everything belonged to one, and now someone wants to buy one of them. Why do you have to be going with the shutvis? Talk about, we're making a shutvis. I possess both, and I want a shut of one of them. Al rabus v'no ketochi. Af al gav de bal otzitz. Af abal de bal otzitz koine. The bal otzitz wants to be koine the zroim. Zroim loy kone. Af apishem besoicha otzitz shaloi. He wants to tell us a bigger chiddush. That means like this. That, loy mi boy, if I possess an otzitz and zroim, I possess an otzitz and zroim, and I want to sell to someone else the zroim, versteht sich, he has to make a chazok and the zroim. How else could it be kainet? But if I want to purchase the zroim from my shutter, so I would have a hava mina that I don't have to make bechlala maisek inyan. Since the zroim are in my otzitz, let me be kinda with chotza. Shteit, no, that you're not kinda bechotza. You have to make a chazoke. That's what Taisa says. Da'afogar the bal otzitz, kinda the bal otzitz. That the zroim are in the otzitz is kinda. Is roim leikone, afa bishayim b'seicha otzit shaloi, niz not koine b'chotza. The kan shayil ben, why not? The meridike ha'ore, Taisa just opened up our eyes. L'chayra would be a svore to say that he should be koine b'chotza. So, they bring down the nesivis in reish mem aleph sifkot and gimel, says, Moyodik Echidish. He says, you know why? Because Kark is not Nikne Bechotza. It says in the Mishnah in Nechosim, Shiesh Bemachayus, Nikne Bekesuk Bishtar Bechazoke. There's no Kinyan. Kark is not Nikne Bechotza. Period. Moyodik Echidish. He says, where do we find Chotza? I mean, Kinyan Chotza we find by Get, we find by Gneve, Motsi Biyodai Gneve, Mishel Biyodai, and they're talking about Metaltalim. He says, Kinyan Chotza was only said by Metaltalim and not by Kalka. That's what the Nesiva says. The Ersameyach in Hilchis Gerish and Perkalp Halochabov brings two Taisvis in. Places of Baba Kamadaf Yud Beis, that Kark is Nikne Bechotza. There's a Psarai, if a Kel Taisus has a problem, why never Knani is not Nikne Bechotza? This Taisus says, because he's not Nishtama Besoicha Chotza, he can run away. But Taisus by his face, the Nesiva says, and never Knani won't be Nikne Bechotza. He says, Klo, because Kark is not Nikne Bechotza. I'm not going to say that. Taisus by his face, that Kark is Nikne Bechotza. That the Sameach Kasha on the Nesivis. So the Sameach wants to say, we can perhaps learn two ways from. The Sameach wants to say, that if this Roim are Mechubel Akarke, so you want to clear Hashem, what's the Taich Chotza? Chotza means if something finds itself בתוך חצרי, I'm kind of, that's kinya chotzes, nichnes losoich reshusi. You know where the zroim are? The zroim are mechubit to the karka ilo. That's where they are. You have around them a shmata, you have around them a pot, but that's not where they are. That's not that they're in the pot. They're growing from karka ilo. The pot is just covering them. But it's not called that it's nimtza b'soich ha-keili. The ikir mokim is the chibur to the karka. That's where they are. The Bichas Avraham has to say a little different. We had mentioned the Chazainish, and the Chazainish, we mentioned yesterday a Chazainish that why can you not be kind with Mashiach? The Zloim of a Notzitz Nokov, you can be kind of the Knani with Mashiach. So why can you be kind of Notzitz Nokov with Mashiach? So the Chazanish says you have to make a Mashiach on the whole Dover HaMetalto. You can't make a Mashiach on part of it. You have to be Mashiach the whole thing. And since the Chibur HaYuniki, you're not making a Mashiach because you're not Mashiach. It's still Mechubal HaKarka. Wherever you slap it, it's still Mechubal HaKarka. So you didn't make a Mashiach on the whole Zroim. The Zroim comes with a Yuniki, which is Mechubal HaKarka. That you didn't make a Mashiach with. So Memela, that's why you're not going. So the Bichas Avraham wants to say, so that's Shem Kin Yechotzah also. Yes, the whole thing is to be in Yechotzah. But the Notzitz Nokov, so we're speaking about a Notzitz Nokov, and even though the Rambam says we're speaking about a Notzitz Nokov, we can't be speaking about a Notzitz Shaini Nokov, and the whole thing wouldn't make sense. We're speaking about a Notzitz Nokov. So he's not, the whole thing is not in his chotzer, because the chelik of the unique is being yainik from the karka ilo, so it's not completely in the chotzer. Herzik bizroim kone otzitz. Now, he says if he's selling to someone else, he made a chazoka in the zroim, he's kone otzitz. Tzorich ir, im tzorich loima agab okni. But you have to say, agabukni, k'may ba'alme. That means, l'chay, this is not siburim. If you want to be makne, the taltalim, agav karke, you have to say, you have to mention this, b'shaz tekinyin, agav the karke, you should be kind of the metal. So this is clear, if you were kind of the otzitz with agav, you have to say agav, you have to mention agav. Im tzorich leima agav v'kni k'may ba'alma, k'namini v'akam v'kdush, v'yishem ha'ochel lo tzorich. V'kiven the tzorich otzitz l'zroim. I think this means that the zroim need the otzitz, the tzorich otzitz l'zroim. The Zroim need the Otzitz, so the Otzitz is a intricate chelik of the Zroim. But agav Zroim, you can't have the Zroim without an Otzitz, everything will fall apart. It's botel agav Zroim, so filo without saying agav akni also kind. Hengav ishtar, we find a similar law. Kimen shehizik bekarke, nikta shtar b'chom bokim shil d'shtar raya. That means a shtar raya is nikne to. A shtar raya is nikne to the lekeach of agav. And there, v'shema, awesome, and they also, it seems, don't say agav ukni. It seems the v'shema hosom lebin agav mishum d'shtar apsra d'arahu. The shtar is like the reins of the karka. This is the mokim your oiches in the karka. You can possess the karka. It showed that. So maybe that is more of a nitpal to the karka than the otzitz to the zoyim.